Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By opening the floodgates to unfettered free speech, Elon Musk has allowed hate to spread far and fast on Twitter.
While the left whines out another distraction about Matt Taibbi catering to the richest man in the world, what do the Twitter files reveal about the inner workings of, as Taibbi described, a Frankensteinian tale of a human-built mechanism grown out of the control of its designer? By 2020, requests from the New World Order disciples to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another, "More to review from the Biden team." The reply would come back, handle. Twitter was acting as a wrecking ball of political tech censorship, catering to the corrupt Washington establishment, directly impacting and propagandizing a digital town square, which affected the general welfare of the United States, whose lifeblood is protected by the power and freedom of the First Amendment.
And if it turns out there are a lot of us on this list where the DNC targeted us, and I will quote the immortal words of Joseph Welch when he attacked Bill McCarthy for the enemies list he had. At long last, sir, have you no shame?
Yes.
President Biden, all of your stocky little operatives in the DNC who have targeted American citizens, have you, Mr. President, have all of you at last no shame?
Taibbi points out that both parties had access to these tools. For instance, in 2020, requests from both the Trump White House and the Biden campaign were received and honored. But the overwhelming amount of leftist Marxist cucks staffed at Twitter ensured that Democrat Party requests took the front burner, a fact backed up by the overall donations by Twitter to the Democrat Party reaching 99.73%, or $165,969 to Democrats, while $451 went to Republicans in 2022.
Are you worried about these Twitter files coming out? What was that experience like having Kellyanne, who's always in control of herself, sticking this MAGA trolls on you?
It's terrifying. When you get targeted in some of these ways, it's hard to differentiate between what is somebody just online trying to rattle you and what's a real threat. You see in things like Pizzagate that online conspiracies can mobilize very real and very direct offline violence. I saw those harms, I experienced those harms, and now it was those harms through a mainstream news outlet being held up in the Oval Office by the former president of the United States, and that is deeply terrifying.
What does appear to be illegal to the point of treason is that a false narrative of possible foreign hacks supposedly behind the Biden laptop debacle was manufactured by Silicon Valley, the media, and the DNC.
Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son.
According to internal emails, there was zero evidence of foreign interference occurring. What did occur was a meltdown of internal Twitter censorship spearheaded by top Twitter management, with the result of ultimately burying a critical story under false pretenses in order to sway popular opinion and alter the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In retrospect, we now know that, as the New York Post reported, nearly 4 of 5 Americans who've been following the Hunter Biden laptop scandal believe that truthful coverage would have changed the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And an even higher number, 81%, said U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland should investigate the laptop. Not only have Twitter employees like Head of Legal, Policy and Trust Vijaya Gadde and Trust and Safety Chief Joel Roth proven that they willingly altered the 2020 U.S. presidential election, but they have demonstrated that Silicon Valley, the Mockingbird media, and the corruption in Washington is an occupying force and a direct threat to the stability and the future of the United States of America. America.
This cyber insurrection is what I'm calling it. It's an assault on this country, and it's borderline treason if you think about what the executives did at Twitter.
John Bound reporting.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Truly an honor and a privilege to be with you here on this Thursday, December 8th, 2022 edition of The Alex Jones Show. Yesterday I said to the crew, when I found out I would be doing double duty today, I said, let's get Darren Beatty on. He's constantly following big news stories. He'll probably have something big to break. And then surely enough today, there are a bunch of January 6th developments. And so Darren Beatty going to be joining us to discuss that and some other things he's breaking at Revolver.news. There's a couple stories today that really just show you where the world is going. And, you know, there's a way. I'm a believer in metaphysics, if you will, call it karma. But there are multiple stories today that if we, the people, not just of America, but of planet Earth, don't have a problem with this, then in a way we deserve what we get. And it's not even fair to say that. You don't deserve to be a slave. You don't deserve to be abused by your government. You don't deserve to live in fear. You don't deserve to work your entire life and pay a quarter of your earnings to the government that they then dole out however they feel fit, giving it to their friends, giving it to wars, laundering it, whatever. You breaking your neck, breaking your back. Specifically, if you're a small business owner or the entrepreneurial type, you know especially the daunting task of just legally owning and operating a business in this country now, because our government is so out of control. And then the fear of not doing it right, that they'll send their goons at the IRS after you, or worse. But what am I talking about? How is it that Sam Bankman-Fried has not yet been arrested? Would somebody like to explain that? Well, of course, you know the answer, because he does the Democrats' money laundering. And I'm not even sure how aware Sam Bankman-Fried is about what he was up to or what he was being used for. Still to this day, I'm not sure he has a clue. He seems pretty clueless, maybe on the autism spectrum or something like that, and that's why his Democrat parents, just like the Democrat parents of Caroline Ellison, probably a similar story, used them as a front man and a front woman for the biggest money laundering operation maybe in world history. I mean, you could make arguments about what's your definition of money laundering, but just face value, this case is the biggest money laundering story of all time. And the people at the front of it have not been arrested. And now Maxine Waters, who's one of the most corrupt politicians in U.S. history, but she's on the oversight board in the House in charge of investigating stuff like this. And she also has her own ethics violations, and her husband have been bailing out banks and making money in kickbacks all of these years. True, true, dirty, corrupt people. And Maxine Waters says she's not going to subpoena Sam Bankman-Fried because, you know, they're just such good friends. They are just such good friends. So now your only hope is that as the Republicans have the Senate, that they'll be able to subpoena him. How much you want to bet that doesn't happen? You know who's in charge of the Senate, right? Mitch McConnell. You know who took millions of dollars from Sam Bankman-Fried, right? Mitch McConnell. Don't get your hopes up. Sam Bankman-Fried is going to walk a free man. See, oh, you had a little COVID violation? Oh, you opened your church, you opened your business during COVID while the strip clubs and the liquor stores and the pot stores were all open, and you opened your hair salon, or you opened your vitamin store or your farmer's market, and then you dealt with the full onslaught of our big government law enforcement. But the biggest money laundering operation, not just in terms of dollars, I mean, definitely it's in terms of dollars. I mean, what are we really looking at? $30 billion missing? But the implications of how it went through Ukraine, where we're being lied to about a war that we're funding, that we're arming, that nobody else is interested in except us and the two parties involved, that has major implications. The fact that Sam Bankman-Fried was donating millions of dollars to the political parties, hundreds of millions even to the Democrats, maybe tens of millions to the Republicans. It's about a 20-to-1 ratio, Democrats to Republicans, but they're both in there. That has major implications. But see, he's not going to be arrested. Caroline Ellison isn't going to be arrested. He's running around the Bahamas in his flip-flops and his cargo pants and his Bahama shirt. And then Caroline Ellison, she's running around New York City doing whatever she wants. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. And we've reached out to Ben Armstrong, BitBoy Crypto. He's been on before. But he's trying to get a group of people to go down there in a form of protest to raise awareness that this crook is on the loose still. But he's a good money launderer for the deep state. He's a good money launderer for the Democrats. So he gets away with it. He gets away with it. Now, why is that so important? Because it shows that justice is dead. It shows that if you're well-connected to the deep state, well-connected to the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, that you're above the law. But we, the American people, we don't get such treatment, you see. We get treated like dirt by our government. We get treated like scum. They call us terrorists. The bastards. They're the terrorists. And then the story out of New Zealand. We had the guests on yesterday. It's so sad when this happens, especially right after people come on our transmission with big news, and then the next day they get hit with a hammer. We're not talking Paul Pelosi style. New Zealand takes custody of baby over parents' transfusion objection because they don't want to get the COVID vaccine blood, which is causing clots and strokes and heart attacks and all kinds of stuff. And now their baby has been taken from their custody. And we have a statement from the parents that were on yesterday that I will read today on the air. So why is that so important? Because it shows you what the medical tyranny is really all about. It's not about keeping you safe. It's not about making sure people have access to medicine or health care. No, that's all nonsense. It was always about control. And that's what they saw. We're not talking about the globalists that ran the whole scamdemic. We're talking about your average liberal Democrat that saw a pandemic and said, how can I seize power? How can I become more powerful? How can I control the masses? How can I use this fear to intimidate and destroy? And then that's what they've done. And so you don't want your little baby to get that experimental vaccine. You don't want your little baby to get blood from somebody that's taken the vaccine. You demand pure blood. You lose your baby. Now tell me how that's about health and tell me how that's about safety. It's not. It was always about control. So you see, you're a slave now. You don't properly adhere to the medical tyranny. You lose your child. You lose your job. You lose your freedom. You lose your bank account. And then you realize maybe you're not so free after all. So those are just a couple examples of the stories we have coming up today. And of course, we'll talk about Brittany Griner being released and some of the details behind that and more today on The Alex Jones Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Man, I'll tell you, we are just in the clown world. Do you ever just sit there and just soak it all in and just say, how is this possible? How did humanity get so insane? Can we return from this? Has it always been this way? Are we destined to be run by crooks and demons the rest of our lifetimes? This cannot be the future for humanity. This cannot be the future for America. And I'm just going through some of these clips we'll get to later of the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and I'm not even listening to the clips. I'm just going through the list, deciding which ones I want to play, reading the quotes, and I'm dying of laughter here. I'm literally like laughing hysterically because it's so ridiculous. I mean, I've got Karine Jean-Pierre saying that the White House has been doing great work lowering prices and fighting inflation. What? That's like if I came in today and I, let's say I have somebody that decides my clothes and I say, yeah, I'd like a white shirt with a blue jacket. Well, I've got a black shirt with a black jacket. Or me telling the crew, hey, I want an image of the beach behind me. It's woods. It's a coniferous forest with snow. And then saying, look at me in my white shirt with my blue blazer and my beach background. And you'd say, you're wearing a black shirt with a black blazer and you have a winter background. Well, that's the Biden White House. They're fighting inflation and they're lowering costs. But let me just look at this story with the Brittany Griner situation. Because there's some, I don't think we're getting the full story. I mean, of course we're not. And people are pointing out some of the anomalies. Here's the basic fact. Brittany Griner released from a Russian jail in exchange for international arms dealer Viktor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death. So this offer was on the table 6 months ago. Brittany Griner could have been freed 6 months ago. Why didn't it happen then? Well, the response is that it's because the U.S. was trying to work out a deal, a two-man deal, so that they can get Whalen released as well. Now, when you look at this, you say, okay, let's try to be reasonable and fair here. And it's pretty obvious that if there was a priority of who was to be released, it would be Paul Whalen. I don't even think that would be a debate. He's a former U.S. Marine who's been over there for years versus a basketball player who hasn't been there as long. Now, maybe if this was like Michael Jordan, you would get it, but still, I think if you're being fully honest, the Marine should probably get the priority, considering the status that we claim to revere of U.S. veteran, U.S. Marine. But no, it's a female basketball player. So why did the U.S. prioritize Brittany Griner over Paul Whalen? And we all know why. Because she's a black, gay woman, liberal. And now they know she's going to come back and be a good Democrat spokesperson. She's not going to talk about how grateful she is to be back in the United States of America. I doubt that. I hope she would. But no. Why was Brittany Griner a higher priority for the Biden administration than Paul Whelan? Because of publicity and because she has the right attributes, let's say. Now, Brittany, I don't believe should have belonged. She doesn't belong in prison. I don't think it should be a crime. What she had, some weed juice, just like smoking a cigarette pen, but it's for weed. Look, I don't want to get into the whole thing of is Brittany Griner transgender. I just don't even want to go down there. It's pointless. It doesn't matter. And quite frankly, I think if she was, the Russians would have figured it out and probably made a story of it. Maybe not. Maybe they're using it as blackmail. I don't know. I don't really care to go down it. The point is the Biden administration prioritized a basketball player over a Marine. And that should tell you something. There should be something there. Again, that's not a slight to Brittany Griner. Good for her. I'm sure she's so relieved. I don't think she belonged there. But that's Russian laws. And she's not the only one that suffered because of it. But they prioritized, because here's how they look at it. They value a black woman, a gay person, or a basketball player. It could have been any combination of that. She checks all three boxes. It could have just been one of them, and they would have still prioritized that over a U.S. Marine, an American veteran. That's where the Democrat Party is at ideologically. That's where the Democrat Party is at politically. Well, then you ask the other question. Is it worth it? Is the trade worth it to trade an arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, a serious criminal, a guy who probably does belong in jail to keep the world safer, for a woman that doesn't belong in jail while you're supposedly at war with Russia? So you didn't care about the U.S. Marine enough to get the deal done for him to get out. You then released somebody who's immediately going to be thrown into the war in Ukraine, which the United States stands is a war against Russia, an illegal, illegitimate war against Russia that the Biden administration has launched without congressional approval. And this guy's about to go right back into the playing field. And what is Brittany Griner going to do? Come back and play basketball. And so now you're going to have people fighting this arms dealer, fighting the weapons that he gets, and Brittany Griner will continue to play basketball in front of tiny audiences. And the U.S. Marine still rots in jail. Now, consider this. It was not a coincidence that this happened right after the midterm runoff last night. So that one kind of confuses me. That's definitely not a coincidence, but the Democrats obviously knew to some extent it was bad publicity to trade a basketball player for an arms dealer while you're at war with Russia. They knew that there was enough bad publicity or potential for bad publicity that they did it after the runoff in Georgia. That was not a coincidence. And so now they have more time to steer this narrative and try to turn it into a good thing instead of the obvious gut reaction from so many Americans today, which is, hey, we're glad Brittany Griner is home. Good for her and her wife there. But this is clearly horrible diplomacy from the Biden administration. Clearly the priorities are off. And that would have been everybody's response, saying, how does a basketball player get higher priority than a veteran who's been over there longer? But I think there's another ripple to this, and I think it goes into the larger geopolitical issues that we're facing in the world right now. And I'll get into that on the other side. But man, you ever seen a woman dunk like that? Woo! We get to see it again. All right, Juana Man, yeah.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset, War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
It's hard to make sense of the Brittany Griner prisoner swap. And part of me says, well, okay, we can always peek behind the curtain and maybe it makes sense. Or, well, chalk it up to nothing this administration does makes sense. Chalk it up to the nonsensical ideology that occupies their brains, that prioritizes, it could have been one of these checkboxes, gay, black, probably woman, but basketball player. And Griner just happened to check all three boxes, so she was a higher priority than the Marine that's still over there. She could have just been gay, or she could have just been black, or she could have just been a ball player. Probably would have been the same story, but because she checked all three, it was a no-brainer. Waylon was not even in the discussion. And now, as you're at war with Russia, you just released one of their top arms dealers back into the playing field. So, I mean, it's just cuckoo land. But that's what we get from the Democrat Party. It's all cuckoo land. Now, what is this being reported by the Daily Mail? Saudi Crown Prince brokered deal to swap WNBA star Brittany Griner for Merchant of Death arms dealer Victor Bout, who walked past each other on the UAE airport tarmac 2 days after America dropped Khashoggi lawsuit against the Saudi leader. So is this Saudi Arabia with their increasing good relations with Russia throwing some of their leverage around? Was this actually discussed when Joe Biden was kissing the boots and licking the floors in Saudi Arabia, begging them for more oil? They said no, only to increase output after the midterms, after Joe Biden cut a deal with Venezuela. So Joe Biden got double teamed in the foreign diplomatic negotiations. The media completely missed that story. But what do you expect? They're all in the tank for Biden anyway. Now, this wouldn't surprise me. And it's a hard thing for Americans to understand or conceive or accept. But the United States of America is now a laughingstock to the world. To all major industrious countries, Joe Biden's America is a joke. A joke. Even with the lack of respect many of these countries had for Obama, there was at least some dignity there. And then Trump, we were really starting to climb that totem pole again of respect and of, I mean, you could say power, but really that's just because Trump started exporting energy. That's really all it would take. And now you have this doddering old fool. No world leaders believe he actually won the election. They all know it was a big thief job. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know who he is. His vice president is Kamala Harris. She's nowhere near where she belongs. Kamala Harris is like a single A bullpen catcher on a starting roster for the MLB All-Star game. Everybody watching is going to know that ain't the real deal. That player don't belong here. I mean, that's not even fair to bullpen catchers. She's like a high school catching coach on the field in the World Series. Everybody knows she doesn't belong. Everybody knows. They're nudging. They're winking. They're like, what is she doing here? What is this embarrassment? That's Biden Harris. So I definitely think Saudi Arabia threw some weight around here to help Russia get this arms dealer back in the war. And that was kind of their little tip of the hat or nod to Russia saying, hey, we're in this. We're with you. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment for the United States on the world stage. Foreign leaders are running laps around Joe Biden. And then this was also in the news. Chinese leader and Saudi king sign strategic partnership agreement. So here's what's going on, because you can flesh all of this out with actual geopolitical developments. And I actually took a bunch of notes on this yesterday. This is going to be my lead story on the War Room. Of course, left my notes at home today, but I still remember most of it. Writing things down is one of the best ways to learn and remember things. The BRIC system that's being set up right now, this is the future. And the world leaders that are rational and not totally corrupt or just straight up pedophiles or blackmailed or whatever, know that the financial system is going to collapse and know that in specific, the Western system, the United States system, is going to collapse and we're not taking any of the proper measurements to stop it. So the BRICS system has been set up by other first world leading nations to say, look, we can have a financial infrastructure, we can have a trading infrastructure set up that will allow us to not just survive the U.S. dollar collapsing or the U.S. economy collapsing, but then in that moment, being ready to just assume full control over world trade and geopolitical relations. Now, here's the damn shame of it. Xi Jinping, as you see on the left side of the screen there, shouldn't be in there. Instead, that should be Donald Trump. But here's what's happened. Because the U.S. has become so pathetic, and frankly, Trump could have done more, but what was he supposed to do? He had the media on his back all the time, demonizing Russia all the time, so he couldn't cut deals with Russia. Attacking Bolsonaro all the time. Under all of his own investigations, so he could never properly address this. But instead of the U.S. completing that chain, now it's China. And I just wish our leaders could see the potential. And it, you know what? Sadly, it may be dead now. Sadly, the opportunity may have passed. And quite frankly, I'd say it has. We got two more years of this clown in the White House. So it's done, folks. It's done. The only option America has now is fully independence. If we believe that our country is going to stay in the world marketplace and remain a world power, we're idiots. It ain't happening. We're being left off the table. Joe Biden is sitting under the table, crawling around, begging for breadcrumbs. And he shut off our energy. If he didn't shut off our energy, it wouldn't matter. We could be energy independent, we'd be exporting energy, we'd be fine, we'd find ways to deal. But he has shut off our energy. And so we're begging for scraps, we're not even invited to the table anymore. I wish our leadership could have seen the potential of a BRICS system, but with the United States and Brazil and Russia as the three partnership countries to lead the way. And then every single puzzle piece would fall into place from there, and it would be the Chinese communists that get cut out, and then we could save the millions of people in China that are in prison camps, we could save the billions of Chinese people that are being oppressed by their government, and we could have a world system based on free market capitalism, which has spurred the Industrial Revolution, which has taken these countries into the first world, out of the third world pits. And like Saudi Arabia, they all know it. And that's why they're scratching their heads like, why is the U.S. doing this? Why is the U.S. committing suicide? But, okay, well, look, you got a guy stabbing himself in the neck and running into walls. Eventually, you just say, okay, time to move on. And then out of the U.S., Brazil, and Russia, you would have really seen the world powers for freedom align. And you would have seen Mexico enter the frame, and you would have seen Japan enter the frame, and you would have seen India enter the frame, and then everything else would have aligned, and we could have not had a total financial collapse in the West that would have crushed us, and we could have had a world design and free market based on free trade and fair trade practices, but instead now China is at the head of the table, and Joe Biden is on the ground begging for bread.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Today, but I'll leave my coverage of the Griner swap as it is, but just reemphasize that the U.S. right now is getting lapped on the world stage. We're getting embarrassed, we're losing respect, and it's just something that you can't really conceive, we don't really understand yet. But just look at your inner cities, look at the inflation, look at the coming recession, look at the joke of the leadership, look at the military prioritizing trans sex activities and puppy dog kinks, look at the head of the nuclear waste of the Department of Energy, a puppy kink guy who gets caught stealing and hosts puppy kink seminars on how to spank your puppy lover. And the White House still won't fire him from his job, even after he gets caught stealing. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so the U.S. is now the laughingstock of the world. World leaders don't understand why we're suiciding ourselves. And here we are just observing it all, not understanding the repercussions of the current political times we're living through. Now, I'd love to see America rise out of this like the Phoenix, and I think the world would too, but we got another 2 years of this clown show in the White House, and so it ain't happening anytime soon, folks. It's only going to get worse. But I'm going to move on from that now and start getting into some other news. But ladies and gentlemen, remember, we have free shipping back at InfoWarsStore.com now. So that's good news for our supporters, and that's good news for the loyal customers at InfoWarsStore.com. On orders over $50, free shipping. On orders over $50, free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got big discounts going, so it might take you a couple products there to get to over $50, because so much of the storefront is 50% off, like DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Bodies, 50% off. Folks, the flagship product, DNA Force Plus, it's the most elite supplement you're going to find out there. It's 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, very popular. Great drink mix. I drink it every morning. So does a lot of the crew. You know you're getting 100% of your daily value for vitamin A, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, vitamin D, vitamin E. It just goes on and on. It's all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's selling out fast, but we've still got some in stock for you, and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, those are always great stocking stuffers. The toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, the Survival Shield X2, X3, great stocking stuffers. Also a great gift is the new book, The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. Very popular, nothing but 5-star reviews from certified reviewers. And that would be a great Christmas gift for your friend or family member that is an info warrior or an American patriot. Get The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, what is the Biden administration up to? We're going to play some of these Karine Jean-Pierre clips, but there was a Border Patrol agent killed yesterday, another one killed, after chasing in pursuit another illegal immigrant transfer into the United States, another coyote, another human trafficker, and was involved in an ATV accident and lost his life. And, of course, what has the Biden administration said about this publicly? Nothing. 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 The only use that Border Patrol has to this Biden administration is to human traffic their products into the country. Human traffic little boys and little girls into sex slavery, which happened in the Obama years. Now it's happening even worse in the Biden years. It was on record in the Obama years, mainstream news. They talked about it. Now, though, they just bury it. But it'll be the big story. Eventually, it's going to catch up. You know, you're not going to human traffic little boys and little girls into sex slavery forever and get away with it, right? You know that. And the Border Patrol knows that. That's why they feel so bad about what's going on. I feel bad for the Border Patrol. I'm not blaming them. I don't know how any of them are still working. I wouldn't work for the Border Patrol anymore. You're just a human trafficking government operation now. It's not a knock on the agents. They know it's true more than anybody. I've met them. I've talked to them. They're afraid to even talk about it. Border Patrol agent killed, 38 years old. I believe left two kids behind. Killed in pursuit of a human trafficker, and the Biden administration says nothing. Says zero. Zilch. Nada. Biden goes to Arizona, doesn't even go to the border, and he's asked why. He says, because it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. 5 million illegal immigrants since Biden has been in office. Hundreds of thousands of little boys and girls human trafficked into sex slavery and raped. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Democrats. I want you to think about that. All those Democrat voters and Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Just think about all the little boys and girls being tortured right now as sex slaves. They have you to thank for it. And when the Border Patrol agent dies, you don't say anything because you don't want people to know what's going on at the border. That's what it's really about. Oh, there's more important things than the border, says Joe Biden. Right, right, because you don't want people to see what's going on down there, huh? Yeah. You don't want people to see the footage of the little boys and girls where they're talking to reporters saying, yeah, I came here in an unaccompanied minor, now I'm a sex slave. They don't want you to see that. They don't want you to see that. I hope all you libs, because I know you're tuned in. That's what's so incredible about this platform is that all the liberals tune in too. I know all you liberals are tuned in. I want you to think about that when you lay down to sleep tonight, all those innocent little boys and girls that are being tortured and raped because of you. That feel good? Hope that feels nice. Hope it feels as nice as it does for them. You did it. You have done it. Congratulations. You have opened up the largest child sex trafficking ring in United States history when you voted for Biden and ignored the open border. Wait to go, Democrats. Wait to go, liberals. What is more important that Joe Biden can't address the border? Joe Biden renews call for assault weapons ban. Ah, there it is. Taking your firearms is more important. Getting rid of the Second Amendment is more important. Disarming you and turning you into slaves is more important. Of course it is. The border's running just fine. They've got the largest human trafficking operation going on in American history down there at the border. That's exactly what they want. There's no need to address that. That's things going swimmingly. But you, the pesky American, still have a firearm. You, the pesky American, still have a Second Amendment right. That is a higher priority. To get rid of that is a higher priority. All right, let's start getting into some of these crazy clips from Karine Jean-Pierre. It's a total clown show. She's part of the circus. Karine Jean-Pierre, here in clip three, they're all denying their involvement in the Twitter censorship, even though we have the emails and the phone calls and the whistleblowers. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre just lying to the American people, completely unashamed, in clip three.
Wondering if there was that communication there surrounding the Hunter Biden laptop story.
So I can't speak to decisions made by the campaign from here. That is not, it is a political campaign, so I can't speak from here. I'm covered by the Hatch Act, and so I'm just not going to comment on the question that you're asking me. But
Oh. She's not going to comment. Isn't that funny? She says, well, that was when it was a political campaign. So even though she's refusing to answer, she just answered. Yeah, that was the Biden campaign that did that. Oops. 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 Oh, I don't know anything about that. We have nothing to do with that. Oh, I had nothing to do with Joe Biden's campaign censoring on Twitter. I wasn't there then. Oops. Oops. Every once in a while, they tell you the truth. Now, this one, folks, as we go to break here, final segment of the hour, this is a belly laugher. Get ready for this one. Karine Jean-Pierre claims the Biden administration has been successful in lowering costs and fighting inflation. Here we go.
Let me just say the vice president has been a great partner of the president this past 2 years. The successes that they both have had in the clearly Biden-Harris administration on getting things done for the American people when it comes to the economy, when it comes to lowering costs, when it comes to fighting inflation. And that is something that we're going to continue to do.
Play it again. Take it to break. I want to hear it again. I'm loving it. Go ahead.
Let me just say the vice president has been a great partner.
Oh, she's so great.
The past,
what
years.
A partner.
The successes that they both
the successes,
have
both the, of them.
Clearly, Biden Harris.
Both of them. The list of Biden Harris successes, folks, in so long.
Comes to the
oh,
economy.
Man.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.